Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
We've ticked over into Before the Bounce thanks to the Ponds and Nine Hotels and Team Thai Power. The Ponds tasty takeaway meals available for dinner 4 to 8 every night. Might be worth shouting Dad dinner this evening after the Cats get the 4 points for Prestige Jayco. Geelong assistant coach Matty Scarlett, good enough to join us. Scarlo, Kingy, Benny, Cass and Nealty in the K-Rock Hub. Good to talk to you, but you come to us with news of a couple of late changes.
Yes, yeah, very late. Yeah, Zach Tui and Reece Stanley are out of the team, and Young Guthrie's in, and JJ for his first game. So, yeah, the boys are really excited to get those two in. A bit of time in the ruck for Jenkins, and obviously a fair bit of time forward. So, yeah, a couple of late changes.
All right, does that mean Mark Blitzarbs will do most of the ruck work today?
He'll do a fair bit of the ruck work, as he has been doing for the last few games. So he'll spend a fair bit of time on the wing and around the ground stoppages. He'll take a few of them, but Josh will spend a fair bit of time in the ruck as well. He's been doing a really good job in our scratch matches, and hopefully he can kick a few goals forward as well.
How much did the absence of Joe Danaher come into your thinking with selection, Matthew, in terms of you potentially Blitzarbs might have been the ideal matchup for Danaher? He not playing that frees him up to play further up the ground. Is we reading into that correctly?
To be honest, it didn't really come into our calculations at all. We've picked our best back line. Blitz is now a wingman, a ruckman, and an on-baller, so Harry would have taken Joe if he was there or not, so didn't really come into the calculations at all with us, mate.
Matty, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Can you give us a little sort of track report there? Is it firm too, weather good, no bias, penetrometer reading? What's the weather like?
Beautiful track, probably a good four. Little tiny bit of rain. Yeah, they've had a little bit of rain, but it's mostly passed around the ground, but ground's in unbelievable condition. Boys are really excited to play here, but I think the rain's going to miss us here for the rest of the day, but track's in really good nick.
So you've walked the track. You think there'll be a bias to the inside, or they'll swoop late?
I think they'll swoop.
Okay, perfect. You love to swoop. I wanted to just ask you. I know you're going to flick me down a fine leg for a quick single, but do you get a little? I know, and this season's obviously very different to others, but do you get a little frustrated at times that, I know Reece Stanley now is sort of cementing himself as your ruckman, he's not playing, you're bringing in Jenkins, is there a little frustration that you can't sort of pin down that best side and you've got little niggles with guys? I know you've got a pretty injury-free list, but or is that just part and parcel of footy?
I think it is. I think for the last 5-6 weeks that we've been playing, I think we almost have pinned down our best side with a Stanley Blitzarbs ruck combination around the ground, and unfortunately with Reece's little niggle in, he won't be out for too long. It gives Josh an opportunity, so the guys are really keen to see what Josh has got. He's really popular amongst all the players, so I guess it gives Josh an opportunity now to maybe say, hey, I'm in our best side. So really good opportunity.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Geelong assistant coach Matthew Scarlett. Here's Mark Neal.
Scarlett, good luck today. Hey mate, last week down at quarter time and completely outplayed. What did you learn about the group, and what did they learn about each other after quarter time?
Yeah, I thought it was just really good maturity from the group just to start playing our way again in the first quarter. We completely went away from how we'd been playing, and we let the Bulldogs play exactly how they wanted to play. So it would have been more of a concern if we played our game style in the first quarter and we were down by that margin. But we were really ordinary, obviously, in the first quarter, got smashed. And then for the group, just to reassess at quarter time and just build our way back into the game with our method. I think that was a really good sign of maturity all over the ground. Fantastic last three quarters, and obviously we finished it off, and there's some really good individual acts in that last quarter, but just how the team handled the situation and just got back to playing our method was a real highlight for me.
Yeah, well, it was a highlight for you, and also a highlight for every single Cats fan as well. It was a terrific effort. Mate, the second one for me is around Gary Rowan, and everyone loves to talk about Gary Rowan and the energy that he brings to the side. And there were a couple of things, particularly late in that game, there was a rundown tackle, and then he got involved and kicked a couple. Now that Josh Jenkins comes in and he's going to spend a fair bit of time forward, how much does that alter the role that Gary Rowan will play today compared to what he's played if it's only been him and Tom down there?
Yeah, I think it changes his role a little bit. He'll probably be a little bit higher up the ground, and he might also get a smaller opponent. On a positive note, obviously Gary is really good on the deck, but he can take a mark as well. So looking at it in a positive way, I think he might get a smaller opponent today if Jenkins is forward, and then we might try and isolate him and get him deeper and take a few marks. But Talking about the maturity of the group, just his efforts last week were unbelievable. I thought he was down in those first few quarters, and maybe in the last couple of years he mightn't have finished off a game like he did last week, but a couple of his efforts late were inspiring for his teammates.
Matthew, we got the team last night and had Jack Stephen listed as injured. Can you give us a bit of an insight into what the injury is?
So he's just got a sore jaw. He copped a knock on his jaw last week, and he hasn't been able to eat a lot of food this week. So he was an out. I'm not sure how long he's going to miss. It's not a severe break or anything, but he copped a nasty hit and pretty courageous effort to keep playing on, but just a little bit too sore to play this week.
Do you expect Stanley and Tui to be right for Friday night against Richmond?
No idea, to be honest. Obviously, they're pretty close to playing today, so I'd hope so. Unless they have another setback throughout the week, but I think they'll be right.
Yesterday's scratch match, did Nekai Cockatoo play?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Cocky played. I think he's going okay. I wasn't out of the game, but Cocky's building some good resilience in those scratch matches. He's strung quite a few games together in a row. His form hasn't been outstanding down in those games, but he's stringing some games together and some fitness. So just waiting for that game where he tears it apart, and then I guess he'll come back in a selection frame, but it's good to see him stringing some games together.
You weren't getting a kebab, were you, Scarlo?
Kebab? Nah. Nah, I wasn't getting a kebab, nah. Nah, that was, couldn't believe that the other night,
anyway, we'll move on. I just wanted to ask you kebab, one last mate. One. We had Tom Lonigan on last night, and he told a great tale about life of the Cats. Just want to transport you back to your previous life when you used to wear the number 30. And he was telling us that the number 2 that used to captain the club, he used to love to get his rub with this stuff called Phenelgan. And it ended up
Phenelgan
being...
hot stuff.
Yeah, and it ended up being transported onto the block and tackle of a trainer who emerged from a cubicle.
Brian Carr, the legendary boot starter. Legendary bootstar of the club, went to the toilet, dropped a stride, popped on the toilet, and then just burnt all his cheeks, all his hamstrings. I'm not sure, this stuff is hot. It burns your skin. I put it on my back one game, and it's unbearable. I had to run off and get it watered off. And Brian Carr had it all over his bum cheeks. It was great.
it's been the highlight of our week.
That's gold. Scarlo, we really appreciate your time as always. Pity we're not celebrating Zach Tui's 200th, but we'll wait for that hopefully on Friday night. We look forward to Josh Jenkins wearing the hoops for the first time this afternoon. Good luck. Really appreciate your time.
See you guys.
Maddie Scarlett joining us for Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. You'll find them, of course, on the Bellarine Highway at Newcombe.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.